Bruce Randolph Nelson is starring in M. Butterfly at Baltimore's Everyman's Theater from September 6th to October 8th, and he's here to talk about the 30th anniversary of this fabulous production and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Tell us about your new production of M. Butterfly at the Everyman Theater.
Well, I am a company member and have been since about 01 at Everyman, and Vincent Lancisi, our artistic director, is always choosing plays that complement the company members and complement our season and answer what we think our patrons want to see. So I approached him, and I think he approached me kind of simultaneously about what a nice company fit M. Butterfly would be, and it would be also a way to have diversity on stage and be able to give our audiences a little push that audiences sometimes need as far as, you know, thinking beyond what is possible. And it told such a beautiful love story that it just seemed so right. But then there was a huge, fabulous coincidence that was a part of this mix that made it even more of a reason to do.
Tell us about this coincidence that happened.
Well, it's mind-blowing as I continue to remember and recall it. And Vinny was in Paris and the south of France with his wife for a two-week vacation after he directed our last show last season, Michael Frayn's Noises Off. And on his second to the last day, he's on a tour bus with his wife, and they're going through the south of France, and they get to chatting up the driver. They ask the driver where he's from. He says he's from Budapest. How did you come to Paris and this area? And he says, well, I was a private driver for a pretty famous diplomat, French diplomat, who had a movie and a play about him. And Vinny, who was going to be directing M. Butterfly, our first show this season, his jaw dropped, and he said, you know Bernard Orsico? The driver said, absolutely, he's a good friend of mine. How are you connected? And Vinny said, I'm going to be directing the play about his life, M. Butterfly, back in the States at Everyman Theater. And the driver said, do you want to talk to him? Because we are in regular communication. Vinny, you know, his eyes get wide. Absolutely. And pretty soon, he's chit-chatting with Bernard Borsico, the story that we're telling in M. Butterfly. Bernard says, well, come visit me. And Vinny says, it's the second to my last day of vacation. I can't come visit you, and I can't rearrange everything. But maybe. We'll see. When Vinny comes back to the States, he tells the story. Everyone is thrilled. Two board members step forward and offer the money for us to return to Paris. So me and Vinny and a videographer and an assistant, within a 48-hour period, we're going to Paris. We go to Rennes, France. And we meet Bernard, and we sit for about 4 hours, and we have an interview and a lovely lunch at his nursing home. And it was a wonderful set of circumstances that made it happen.
What was your inspiration for getting involved with this play?
The story. It is a love story that goes wildly awry. And it also has a lot to say about a man at the center of it, Bernard, but in the play it's Rene, who is essentially a gay man, and he cannot be out in this 1960s France, very Catholic, conservative family, diplomat. He wants nothing more than to live the quote-unquote normal life, which is a wife and a child, but his true desires are very different, and throughout the course of the play, at least my way in and my inspiration was a man who couldn't be himself, and even faced with the truth of his situation to deny and deny and deny. And that might be part of the inspiration. All the theme of the play is, who are you really meant to be? And even in the face of a lot of truth, do you continue to shroud yourself in secrecy and deny?
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
Certainly, at Everyman, always hoping to diversify our audiences and bring in theatergoers who maybe don't have the chance to see theater, but provide a safe, comfortable, provocative environment for people to come into and get excited about live performance. And with M. Butterfly in particular, the nature of who we are, I think this is sort of the cornerstone of every play, who we are as humans, who we are as humans under great, great stress and pressure, and how we ride through that stress and pressure, how we refuse to give up, but keep going in the face of a lot of pain, and in other situations we would throw up our hands and give up. I think a lot of theater says, we want you to keep going, keep moving forward. I think what I hope to accomplish is that people see this story and to not, I guess, give up.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
First and foremost, I wish I was more involved with my time, with my money, because I think it's obviously vital. And being a 51-year-old man and experiencing, going from a time when gay and lesbian was on my radar, then to have the whole alphabet represented and the fluidity of it represented has been a bit of a learning curve for me too. And so my commitment personally is certainly to continue to learn and accept and remain open. I mean, my God, it's why I got involved in theater in the first place, as a safe, welcoming place for people of all kinds to come and express themselves. And it was my surrogate family when maybe my own family wasn't a place where I could be fully myself. You know, afternoon drama class was a place where I could be not only myself, but all these other wild, fabulous characters.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
The word that keeps coming to mind is resist. That if there was ever a time to cry foul and make yourself known and be visible and be available to make yourself heard, now is the time. That we don't go quietly, where we do everything to call attention to who we are and that we are deserving and have worth and have value and demand rights.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
You know, it's sad that in the second act of M. Butterfly, we're dealing with two characters and they're in the throes of Mao's 1960s China, Cultural Revolution, and you have Song Li Ling in the play, who is a man pretending to be a woman, but who now has been conscripted to work as a spy on behalf of Mao's China. And this Mao official is saying to this Song, remember, there's no homosexuality in China. And they have this exchange. It's very tense and very awkward and very uncomfortable. This reminder that homosexuality doesn't exist. And when I think that homosexuality has always existed, and there is such an emphasis in places around the world to keep it down, to deny it, I think it's the world denying itself in a lot of ways. And that the campaign not long ago that it gets better certainly doesn't have the same impact that it has now. You'd think, really, this is better? But in fact, I'm here to say, I'm one person that can say it does get better. And you are not alone. And when you see the thousands and thousands who march in pride parades around the country, it's a nice reminder that we are not alone.
How can people get information about your performances of M. Butterfly?
Well, besides our website, everymantheater.org, and that's theaterre.org, you know, the best thing that spreads the word are when people come to see our shows, they talk about it. And the word of mouth gets the engine kind of going. We have such a strong, vibrant subscriber base that we can be insured that through the course of a run, we're going to have nice, filled audiences. And then it's a matter of getting those last walk-ins interested to come to see the show.
What other projects are you working on?
You know, weirdly, this season, I'm bookending with this first show, M. Butterfly, playing a real-life character who is still living, who I had a chance to meet. And at the other end of the season, I'm doing a production called The Book of Joseph, which tells of a World War II family and their escape from Nazi Germany, Poland, and those invasions, getting out of that area of the world. And it was written by a man who lives in Baltimore, and it's his family story. So I'm going to have a chance at the other end of my season to play a character who is still living. So a chance to experience that weird circumstance of being an actor, getting to connect with real-life people and then play them on stage.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, one question that I get asked a lot, how are you involved in the theater? How did it happen from your early beginnings? And that it was a safe environment, a welcoming environment to be myself, and that I could see versions of me on stage. And what was reassuring to me growing up as an actor was that any foolishness or absurdity or strangeness I had to offer, it was welcomed with open arms. People getting involved, I think, in the theater, similarly, it's a chance for them to see versions of themselves on stage, see humanity succeeding, I think, by and large, on stage. And makes me think of the 30th anniversary of M. Butterfly, and that it still has important messages and important themes, ideas to convey to the public. It's getting a mounting up in New York, and I think, you know, it's no particular coincidence that this play has made its way back around to now. There's a gender issue theme that is more present and forward now than when the play was first produced in the 80s. That's fascinating. You know, we do 8 shows a week at Everyman, so there's a very good chance to get seated and see a show. So those are ways to come and reasons to be involved.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, one I've heard recently is, be the adult that your child, way back when, needed. The idea that the little Bruce, who was such an anxious, worried child, needed someone in his life to soothe him, to just take him in their arms, remind him, it's going to be okay, you're safe. And I want to be that person to myself, and I think to others.